ceasefire talks fail again. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The talks ended in Cairo yesterday after Hamas said it would not make news concessions. This as Israeli forces bombarded areas of Rafah and Prime Minister Netanyahu dismissed President Biden's threat to withhold weapons.
The fight is getting tougher in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israeli tanks and warplanes hitting more targets. 50 Hamas militants reported killed. Further terror tunnels collapsed as the talk from Israel gets tougher as well. Following the warning from President Biden that U.S. military aid would be cut back if the Rafah invasion intensifies, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said this.
We are determined and we are united in order to defeat our enemies and those who want to destroy us.
Still, the humanitarian crisis in Rafah is getting worse. Tens of thousands seeking safety not there. Food, fuel, water, medical assistance running down.
Fox's Greg Palcott. University of Arizona police moved in last night to disperse anti-Israel protesters from the Tucson campus and were met with rocks and water bottles. The university says police responded before midnight with rubber bullets and tear gas for the second time this week. The judge in former President Trump's hush money trial again denied a request for a mistrial and refused to lift the gag order after Stormy Daniels wrapped up her testimony yesterday.
She insisted in court that she never extorted former President Donald Trump as his lawyers questioned her about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that she made off her story of an affair that Trump denies. Daniels said that the money was just a bonus and that she was more motivated by telling the truth. But instead of telling her story, Daniels signed an NDA with Michael Cohen to stay quiet for $130,000.
Fox's Nate Foy. After court, the former President Trump blasted the judge, telling reporters,
"He's a corrupt judge and he's totally conflicted."
America's listening to Fox News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs, like AC parts and check engine light mysteries. See why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company, and see why our commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Visit us for your free quick quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio. What do you have to lose? Visit carshield.com/audio.
The Senate passes a bill to reauthorize the FAA, and because the law overseeing the agency expires tonight, senators passed a one-week extension. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
And so make sure that the FAA will be in continuous service and there will be no gap.
The House gets the bill next week, and if not finalized, the FAA may have to furlough more than 3,000 workers. The district attorney in El Paso, Texas, criticizes a judge's dismissal of more than 200 charges against illegal immigrants accused of rioting at the border in March.
It is our job to see that justice is done, and that means making sure that people who break the law are held accountable.
DA Bill Hicks called the judge's order inappropriate. A man acquitted of supporting a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor is running for public office.
Eric Molitor was found not guilty last fall of supporting a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her pandemic lockdown policies. Now he wants to be the sheriff of Wexford County in northwest Michigan. He's filed papers to run in the Republican primary this August.
Fox's Jack Callahan. General Motors is saying goodbye to one of its most iconic models.
The Chevy Malibu was first introduced in 1964, but GM says it'll stop making the midsize sedan in order to focus more on electric vehicles. GM says over the decades, it has sold over 10 million Malibus. Just over 130,000 Malibus were sold last year, 8.5% fewer than 2022. The last Malibu is expected to roll off the assembly line at a plant in Kansas this fall. That factory will get a $390 million retooling to make a new version of the Chevrolet Bolt small electric car. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And mortgage rates dropped for the first time in 5 weeks. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate, 7.09%. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.